أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and our sisters at the madrasa, there is no intention of any detailed or lengthy bayan, but upon the completion of the Quran Sharif, a few nasihats. The ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited, you heard in the month of Ramadan repeatedly. It was heard, it was recited. Tafsir of the ayat was heard. Detailed commentary of the ayat was understood. So then what is the purpose of reciting this ayat now? We all know that in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to the revelation of the Quran Sharif in the night of Qadr. If you have to look at the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to Laylatul Qadr, then a hadith which you must have heard many, many times in the month of Ramadan is من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The person who fasts in the month of Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, he must have iman and he must have great hope of the rewards that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised upon that fasting, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive all his sins. All the past sins Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Refers to the minor sins. For all the other sins, the person has to make sincere tawbah. Nevertheless, he must have iman and he must have ihtisab. Then we learn from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zamb. The person who stands at night in prayers with iman and ihtisab, again iman and ihtisab, then his past sins will be forgiven. And then the third part of it is man qama laylatal qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. So three places, iman and ihtisab. Now we take it for granted that this iman and ihtisab, that you must have iman and you must have great hope of the reward, is only for that fasting in the month of Ramadan. Or it is only for that standing up for Taraweeh Salat or Tahajjud Salat in the month of Ramadan. Whereas this iman and ihtisab is for everything, every ibadat. We must have iman and we must have ihtisab. ND30153, Ranger, ND30153, you're obstructing somebody's exit. Please remove your car. So this iman and ihtisab must also be for the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. This iman and ihtisab must be also for the hifz of the Quran Sharif. This iman and ihtisab must be for every ibadat, that the person must have iman, because without that iman, nothing is accepted. If the person doesn't have iman and he fasts in Ramadan, many, many non-Muslims also, together with their Muslim friends, they keep fast in Ramadan. Now does that make them worthy of Jannat? So there must be iman. Dr. Iqbal, marhum, somebody asked him that has greater injustice been done to anything else, to anyone else, besides Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who was martyred in Karbala? He said, yes, greater injustice than that was done to the Quran Sharif. This greater injustice that we have done to the Quran Sharif. Why? Because there's no iman, no ihtisab. Also Akbar Allahabadi, he said, Saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat saum gum. Saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat saum gum. Fasting is with iman. If the person doesn't have iman, he can't keep fast. What is that force that will restrain him from eating and drinking in the privacy of his home when nobody is watching? So it will be his iman. Qaum hai Qur'an se, Qur'an rukhsat qaum gum. The Muslim Ummah is with the Qur'an. You take away the Qur'an Sharif from the life of the Ummah, that's the end. That is the ruin, that is disaster for the Ummah, when the Qur'an Sharif leaves their lives. So what I was saying is that in the month of Ramadan, we have been hearing and listening to that Hadith Sharif, and we think that it is only applicable to fasting, that you must fast, you must have hope of reward in Allah Ta'ala, from Allah Ta'ala, and you must have iman. Whereas when the person is reading the Quran Sharif also, he must have iman and he must know the virtues of the recitation of the Quran Sharif. When he will have that knowledge of what is he going to get upon memorizing the Quran Sharif, what will he get when he's going to recite the Quran Sharif, what will he get when he's going to make amal on the Quran Sharif, what will he get when he's going to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Now when the person has all this before him, then there will be a different kayfiyat in the recitation of the Quran Sharif. It will not be just a parrot fashion recitation. Parrots also, you can teach them ayats of the Quran Sharif. But again, something that we have to repeat is that we must not think that without understanding the Quran Sharif, the recitation will not bring any reward. There will be tremendous reward. That is one of the means of preservation of the Quran Sharif, that for every letter the person gets neki and blessing, 10 blessings. But the whole purpose of the Quran Sharif was to make amal on it. Therefore, whenever a student completes his hifz, especially here in this masjid, and I have to say a few words of nasihat, I can't help but repeat that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man qara al-Quran fastazharahu fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. That means the person who reads the Quran Sharif, then he memorizes the Quran Sharif. After reading it, he memorizes it. He becomes a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. But then, the halal of the Quran Sharif he considers halal, and whatever the Quran Sharif declares as haram, then he stays away from that haram. Then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat. It's not that the person just became a hafiz of the Quran Sharif and is heading straight for the rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theaters and watching all the porn and filth. And after that he says, I'm a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So therefore I'm heading for Jannat and I'm going to take 10 other family members. The condition is this, that the person memorizes the Quran Sharif and then he makes amal on the Quran Sharif, meaning that the person considers the halal as halal and he stays far away from that which is haram. Then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat and will accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were going to go to the fire of Jahannam. His intercession will then be accepted. Again, if you have to look, Allah Ta'ala will enter him and then 10 family members were going to go to Jahannam because of his amal on that Quran Sharif. Halal, haram is concerned. Again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man qara al-Quran wa amila bima fi. The person recited the Quran Sharif. Now anybody, any one of us too, who is reciting the Quran Sharif, then this is the virtue for that person, that the person who reads the Quran Sharif, he learned the Quran Sharif and is reading it. But then he makes amal on that which is in the Quran Sharif. Then Allah Ta'ala will give his parents crown of noor on the day of Qiyamah, the brightness of which will be more than the brightness of the sun if it has to be in the home of someone on this earth. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, then what would be the condition of that person himself who makes amal on it, if his parents are going to get that? And in another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person who is reciting, he will get the crown of noor. And his parents will be given garments, the value of which is more than the entire world, entire universe. When the parents will ask that, why are we getting these garments? They'll be told, because of the reading of the Quran Sharif by your child. So there are great virtues. Great virtues. Read as Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's Kitab, Virtues of Quran Sharif. So many hadiths are in there. But these virtues are all conditional, that the person is making amal on that which is in the Quran Sharif. And this is our cry. Daily our cry from the mimbars is this, that big jalsas take place. Crowns of this world are put onto the heads of those students that complete the Quran Sharif. They become hafizes of the Quran Sharif. In other words, turbans are tied. And congratulations, parties, feasting, lots of things take place, massive jalsas. And the very next day then you will find that student, I'm not generalizing, there are many of them, alhamdulillah, who are very pious and righteous. But so many of those huffas are heading for the rave clubs, cinemas, theatres, the beards are gone the very next day after they complete the Quran Sharif hifz. So this is great disrespect for that Quran Sharif. So just as there are virtues, we must also be very careful about the wa'id, the warnings, and the severe warnings for those who become hafizes of the Quran Sharif and then they don't make amal. The warnings are very severe. Now that doesn't mean that the person must not become a hafiz. He must become a hafiz, but make amal on it. Distance yourself from those haram places. Every time that the temptation comes that I want to go to some haram place, or I want to watch something haram, I want to indulge in something haram, then think that, what am I carrying in my heart? I am carrying the Quran Sharif in my heart. That Quran Sharif which has nisbat with Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart, because his heart was the first recipient of the Quran Sharif. It came down upon his heart. And from there when he recited the Quran Sharif, then the others learnt, the Sahabas learnt, and from them after that it came down. And it will continue till the day of Qiyamah. But that Quran Sharif which was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam, it came onto Lawhe Mahfuz. And from Lawhe Mahfuz over a period of 23 years, revelation upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Qalb-e Mubarak. And from there, now this person is getting a connection. Therefore, Hazrat Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali's Malfuz, I mentioned many times, that he used to say that, O Jibreel, of course, in that state of ecstasy, is to say that. He said that, O Jibreel, that Quran Sharif which you brought upon the heart of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have got that whole Quran Sharif in my heart. That which took you 23 years, the 23 years of revelation, he says, I've got that whole Quran Sharif in my heart. Now imagine, the person is carrying such a precious consignment. What is diamond and what are gems? The worldly gems, absolutely nothing, of no value in comparison with that which Allah Ta'ala has blessed the Hafiz with. His heart is carrying such kind of gems, the words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which even the mountains and the heavens refused to take because they knew what a weight it is going to be. What a responsibility, what an amanat. But now in competition everybody wants to become a Hafiz. MashaAllah, it's a very good competition. Girls want to become Hafizas. So many girls are becoming Hafizas in schools, in colleges, in madrasas, in homes. We never had so many people becoming Hafizas and Hafizas. So it's a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We will say that it is a revolution. But then with it comes great responsibilities also. It's a very sad situation when the person has to go and pull people out from the drug dens and from the rave clubs, those who have got the titles of Hafizas of the Quran Sharif. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's anger and ghazab must be descending at that time, that this person whose heart I chose for the memorization of the Quran Sharif, I chose it as a fort or a fortress for the preservation of this Quran Sharif. Such a great amanat, I chose him to protect that amanat and to safeguard that amanat. And we only choose a person who is really trustworthy and responsible when it comes to our gems and our monies and our cash for security, then we will try to choose the most honest person. Now, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what a great ni'mat he chose this Hafiz. Now if this Hafiz Sahib is sometime in the prostitute quarters, sometime in the rave club, sometime in disco and cinemas, and those parents also who all the year round took them to the madrasas and brought them and fed them and clothed them and educated them. But those parents themselves, most of the times, they're not interested now in providing that home environment. Because the parents themselves were not interested in changing their lives. The Hafiz got interested in becoming a Hafiz. Now there is a clash of cultures in the house. One side is that same TV culture. And the other side is this Hafiz of the Quran Sharif who wants to practice on that Quran Sharif. Now how is he going to practice when there is no assistance from the parents and from the family in the home? So the way out of all the fitnas is nothing but the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him and he said, Sattakuno fitan, there will be big fitnas coming. Big fitnas are going to come, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I've discussed fitnas in many majlises of mine, in many talks of mine. Different kinds of fitnas. Fitnas which the person does not even know has already struck him. Has bombarded him. Fitnas have come into his home, into his life, into his business. Fitnas in the name of Deen. Fitnas in the name of Islam. The name, the tag, Islamic tag, Islamic label will be put everywhere and the person will be caught up in fitnas. And he will not even know that he's caught up in fitnas. The cheapest thing and the easiest thing today, na'uzu billah, is to just take the tag of Islam and put it anywhere and say Islamic. We have everything Islamic today. We already came to that stage now that we have what they term as halal beer. It's available in many Muslim countries. Halal beer. They say that intoxicating, whatever intoxicates. So they remove that intoxicating element from the beer and now it became a halal. So can anybody purify urine? So like that. So Islamic beer we have now. Islamic dance. Already there are Islamic dances. Go to the Arab world and read the newspapers. Not only Arab world, go to Pakistan and read. On Eid day there will be Islamic dance. Now what is Islamic dance? Islamic music. What kind of music is that? It's Islamic music. Islamic fairs and Islamic shows, Islamic this, Islamic that, everything Islamic. So fitnas. There will be big fitnas coming. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that what will be the exit from these fitnas? How will we come out of these fitnas? What is the way out of these fitnas? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, Kitabullah. When you come across any of these type of things, present it on the Kitabullah. On the scale of the Kitabullah way. If Kitabullah says it is halal, if Kitabullah says it is permissible, then accept it. And if Kitabullah says that it is haram, then reject it. So now some people will say, but certain things we don't find in Kitabullah. So if you don't find in Kitabullah, then the Kitabullah says, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. What my Nabi gives you, accept it. And what my Nabi stops you from, then stay away from it. So that means that whatever Rasul-e-Pak Sarasam said, that is also whatever he declared as halal is halal, and what he declares as haram is haram. Now you'll find explanation of the Quran Sharif in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from there the jurists have made the deduction, the muhaddisin have made the deduction. So that is the only way that the person will save himself from those fitnas. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this memorization of the Quran Sharif. And therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked what is the best of amal, and I conclude on that, he said, Al-halul murtahil. What is halul murtahil? They asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they were Arabs, they were masters in poetry, in oratory, and they were experts in the Arabic language. But they have to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that what is the meaning of al-hal and al-murtahil. Not that they did not know the Arabic literary meaning. So it shows that we cannot become experts in everything. If a person has done some good work in a certain field, then mashallah he has done good work in that field. But it doesn't necessarily mean that now this person is an expert in masail also and everything. This is our tragedy, that a person, for example, is doing excellent work in the welfare department. He's not an alim, he's not a mufti, he's not a qari, he's not a qazi, he's not someone that is an expert in Islamic fiqh and jurisprudence, but he's doing excellent work in the welfare department, under the guidance of ulama or whatever it is, but he's doing it. So we will congratulate him, mashallah, you're doing excellent work, that you are taking care of the poor, the needy, and you are transporting goods to those areas which are requiring assistance. So we'll congratulate him with regards to his effort and his sacrifice that he is making in that particular field. But the tragedy is this, that the moment a person does some good work in a particular field in which he has some expertise, he becomes now a qazi also, he becomes a mufti also, he becomes an expert in Islamic jurisprudence and fiqh also, even though he may not know one word of Arabic, but now he starts giving his views and his opinions on everything. So here the Sahabas are asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that what is al-hal and murtahil. So the explanation that he gave, I'm giving it to you in my own simple words, that a person, for example, begins the Quran Sharif and he comes to the end. And when he comes to the end, he does not stop there, he begins again. That is why we get the students, when they complete in the Quran Sharif, then they complete Surah Fatiha and then they start again from Alif Lam and come up to Muflihun. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is how he used to complete the Quran Sharif. That when he comes up to Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, then he'll again start from Surah Fatiha and he'll come up to Muflihun and then stop. So what that means is that now there must be a continuation again. Doesn't mean that now you came to Muflihun, so you close the Quran Sharif and now we'll see you Ramadan time. That is what we do. It means that now there must be a continuation, and as soon as you come to the end, you start again. That means in the Muslim's life, there must just be a continuity. With regards to the Quran Sharif, there must not be such a thing as dead stop. There must be continuity. Continue. Keep reading. And read, then get an authentic tafsir and understand what is in the Quran Sharif and make amal on it, and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives in this world too and in the Akhirat too. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reward all those who were involved, from the parents to the ustad to everybody else that was involved in the completion of the Quran Sharif of the student. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reward them in dunya and Akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala preserve the Quran Sharif in his heart till the dying day. And not only his heart, the heart of all the Huffaz. Allah Ta'ala give them the tawfiq of reading the Quran Sharif, understanding the Quran Sharif, and making amal on the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين. قرآن شريف کے جو ختم ہوا اس کو تو قبول فرما. Allah accept the completion of the Quran Sharif which took place. Ya Allah, preserve the Quran Sharif in the heart of the Hafiz until his dying day. Ya Allah, all those who assisted and helped him in the completion of the Quran Sharif, his parents, his ustad, and anyone else, oh Allah, bless them with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, give the tawfiq to the Huffaz and to all of us to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. اے اللہ, اس کے حلال کو حلال سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اور اس کے حرام کو حرام سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ, give us the realization that the Quran Sharif is an amanat. Give us the realization that it is your kalam. اے اللہ, give us the realization that the Quran Sharif is very weighty, very precious, very honored, very respectable, very dignified. اے میرے پیارے خدا, give us the توفیق to understand the weight and the preciousness of the Holy Quran Sharif. Allah, give us the tawfiq to recite in abundance. Ey mere pyare khuda, sare alam ke andar jo pareshan hal hai unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ey Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa-e tamma kamila ata farma. Ey Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure from all the ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Whether they are in hospitals or in homes or amongst us, Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all ailments. With the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif, O my beloved Allah, cure us from our spiritual ailments and our physical ailments. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties and problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty stricken, give them, Ya Allah, wealth. Ya Allah, wherever there is drought, send down rains of rahmat and remove the conditions of drought. Ya Allah, because of our sins in abundance, we are suffering all over the world. Ey mere pyare khuda, remove the conditions of drought. Ey mere Allah, where the earthquake has taken place, Ey mere pyare khuda, remove the difficulties and the problems of the ummah that is here. They, O Allah, those who are believers in you, Ey mere pyare khuda, تو ان کے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ, جو بھی پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم کمزور ہیں, ہم ضعیف ہیں, ہم ناتواں ہیں, ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم سیاہ کار ہیں, ہم بدکار ہیں, ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے. تجھے چھوڑ کے میرے پیارے خدا ہم جائے کہاں. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. اے میرے پیارے خدا, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا در نہیں, تیرے گھر کے سوا کوئی گھر نہیں, تیرے سہارے کے سوا کوئی سہارا نہیں. تو ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. اے اللہ, bless us with the best of دنیا and the best of آخرت. اے اللہ, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire Muslim ummah. اے اللہ, those who have got no ایمان, bless them with ایمان and اسلام. Let the winds of ہدایت blow throughout the continents. اے میرے پیارے خدا, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, his entire life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.